This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, hour number two. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. A new study's come out from the CDC that says during the COVID era, Adderall use exploded among young men and teenage boys. Young women and teenage boys, excuse me. And when you add this to the number of young people on psychotropic drugs for depression, you might wonder whether this prescription drug use is an underlying reason for a whole lot of problems in America. I am not familiar with Adderall. Both of my sons, they grew up in public school. My eldest son was a very calm young man. I mean, from the outset, he was a very calm, sober young man. My younger son was a little different. And all the teachers, or some of the teachers, wanted him to be on some sort of ADHD drug, which I would not allow. And because I included physical activity in his upbringing, you know. And he still was able, you know, back in those days, my son now, this son we're talking about is going, he's 32 years old. He was allowed to go out and do dangerous stuff, you know, play kickball and climb the jungle gym and everything at recess. So he had some outlet for all of this animal energy that he had to burn off. Plus, it turned out he was had an IQ, you know, nearly a genius IQ. If not, I think it was a genius IQ. He could draw like nobody, like nothing. Now, he was bored at school, but, you know, I would not allow him to be medicated. We grew up in a fairly safe neighborhood, constantly engaged. He was constantly playing both of them. They didn't, neither one of them did team sports, but they had lots of activity that safely siphoned off that animal energy in all young bodies. Not the case for most American school children today, which I believe explains most ADHD diagnoses today. The easiest way to make a child sit still and focus is to prescribe Adderall, which my first question is, how much are they actually getting out of the class if they're drugged? That's a combination of two amphetamines, and the kind of stuff that makes adults manic and often dangerous. The common side effects are nasty. Symptoms of anxiety. I had to take off my glasses to see this, and it's not nearly sharp enough at that. Let me see here. Symptoms of anxiety. All kinds of stuff. Headache disorder, tremors, motor tic disorder, mood changes, bruxism, whatever, hostility. I mean, all kinds of stuff. I mean, I can't read them all to you. I don't have time. So some of the common side effects include the hostility, the mood changes, the drug-induced psychosis, the depression, the aggressive behavior, altered mental status, hallucinations, manic disorder, dysphoric mood, and suicidal ideation. So my first question is, why the hell are we giving this to kids? And we do so because Adderall has a paradoxical effect. Rather than speeding kids up, it slows them down significantly, though a lot of those kids become addicted and continue taking Adderall long after they cease to be kids. And they're also not immune to any of those side effects. And Adderall was already the teacher's friend in American schools before COVID, but since COVID, it's become a scourge. And that's me saying it. And who's saying this? I don't know who's saying this. And we get this anyway. ADHD medications have become increasingly common in recent years, but the loosening of online prescribing rules during the pandemic made them accessible with just a few clicks of a button. A CDC study today showed that the biggest rise in new prescriptions was among women in their 20s, with scripts rising about a fifth from 2020 to 2021. Across all ages and sexes, scripts increased about 8% in that time. CDC estimates that 6% of women aged 20 to 24 are now taking the medication. The group most likely to be prescribed ADHD drugs is still teen boys, 10 to 14, at about 10%. But this is largely unchanged from pre-COVID. In addition to Adderall, our young people are drowning in a sea of psychotropic drugs, and as they struggle with life in the modern era, doctors put them on antidepressant drugs in the selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, SSRI family, like the much-prescribed Prozac. Its common side effects include symptoms of anxiety, nervousness, acute confusion, agitation, manic disorder, mood changes, suicidal ideation, memory impairment, and depersonalization. And it's recently emerged that there's a very strong likelihood that serotonin deficiency has nothing to do with depression, which means they're not working along the intended lines. And a lot of the side effects cause great suffering and may make the patient a danger to himself or others. And regarding that latter program, there's a list of kids in school who committed or wanted to commit mass murder and who were also on psychotropic drugs. It goes back through mid-2019. There's probably lots of crimes that could be added. There's also a list of four so-called transgender people who committed mass murder, which transgender is a made-up term, remember that. I'm willing to bet all were on some prescription medicine in the Adderall or SSRI family. And given that the Tennessee shooter, a 20-something-year-old woman, was treated for mental illness, I would really like to know what prescription medication she was taking. I am not a fan of Scientology, but I do know that one thing it got right a long time ago is that we were endangering young American people by the rush to medicalize unhappiness tied to the difficulty of growing up. Think of their emotional world. They're bombarded with false apocalyptic climate visions. I didn't put up with any of that. None of that was going on. There's an aggressive push for early sexualization with lots of help from Hollywood. The isolation of social media, the even greater isolation of COVID, and easy access to marijuana. If you toss in psychotropic drugs and amphetamines, it's a wonder that more haven't gone crazy. And, there's a very simple way to deal with this. We got to stop bombarding them with this. Some of this information is stuff they don't need to be consider, They don't need to know about climate change because it doesn't actually exist. They don't need to, early sexualization. I mean, I don't know why that has to be done at school. I certainly don't know the way they're doing it. It doesn't have to be that way at all. And, it's a much more wide open world than when I was a kid. When I was a kid, if I wanted to look up some of this stuff, I had to go check the encyclopedia. These guys just pull a little thing out of the pocket, push a few buttons, and then get all the information known on the planet in their phone. This stuff that's happening to them is, it's unnecessary. There's far too much being put on their plate at the moment. And they should be allowed to be kids during their time as kids. They don't have to be adulted so early in life. They don't need to worry about, sexualization and stuff like that. It will come to them in time. It came to us in time. Before any of this nonsense that exists today, it came to everybody in time. It's just a natural thing. Not now. Now they're bombarded with it, left, right, and center. Not easy being young. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. 6 years ago, Stephen Paddock checked into the Mandalay Bay Hotel in Las Vegas and committed the deadliest mass shooting in American history. He murdered over 60 people and injured 900 more before committing suicide. An array of weapons was found inside his suite, which overlooked Route 91 Harvest Country Music Festival, which was the target, his chosen target for the rampage. Paddock was a successful guy in real estate and was known to the casinos. He was considered a whale. That was the parlance. And so they comped him. They would always comp him. And they were comping him in the hopes that he would come down. Like, so if they comp him in Mandalay Bay, they're doing that because he won money from them. If you ever go to a casino in Las Vegas and you win any sort of money at all, let's say 10 grand. If you win 10 grand, they're going to want to know your name and your address because they're going to send you invitations and comped rooms as long as you come back and gamble because they're going to try to get their money back. That's the way this works. Now, Paddock, the people that actually gamble and can make a living out of it, they take more than they lose. But it's very hard to beat the house. Now, but there was something else going on. And this was a very carefully planned rampage shooting, and he researched locations that hosted concert events, and he settled on the Vegas and Route 91. So on September 25th, 2017, he checked into Mandalay Bay with multiple bags, and he would gamble and converse with the staff, who described their interactions as normal. And this was days before the attack, because the attack did not occur until October 1st. So after he checked in, he brought more suitcases and bags to his room and the weapons and ammunition that he used in this very heinous attack. And in the aftermath, the Trump administration signed off on a bump stock ban that went into effect in 2018. That has been successfully challenged in the courts, and the bump stock is back because it was not the bump stock that was the issue. We never got a solid motive for his rampage, only a lot of conjecture. Every avenue regarding this investigation wound up being a dead end. For years, we knew nothing about his motivations for committing mass murder until now. But with what we've got now, there's a lot of skepticism coming to, the new theory is that the casinos were mistreating him. And what they're trying to tell us is that after nearly a decade of investigating, this guy committed the worst rampage shooting by a single person in U.S. history because he felt disrespected at the gambling tables. And for lack of a better term, this is quite anticlimactic. I would have expected something much more, dramatic or something out of this. Authorities still maintain their official position that no motive could be determined to satisfy why he committed this crime, and yet, if this is one step closer to the truth, what were the FBI and the local law enforcement doing all this time? And this was the big reveal. Casino mistreatment. So, take this in, just lay this out. This is the buffet before you. You have this high-stakes gambler who carried out the deadliest rampage killing in modern America, killing 60 and injuring hundreds more in Las Vegas. And apparently it was just because he was angry over how the casinos were treating him despite his high roller status, according to a fellow gambler. And there's an interview that the FBI did with this fellow gambler, detailed in hundreds of pages of documents made public this week. The gambler, whose name is redacted in the document, said he believed the stress could have easily caused gunman Stephen Paddock to snap. He was a video poker player who relied on gambling as his main source of income. And this revelation comes years after the FBI in Las Vegas and local police department concluded their investigations without a definitive motive, although both agencies said Paddock burned through more than $1.5 million. Became obsessed with guns, and distanced himself from his girlfriend and family in the months leading up to the massacre. Nothing that we didn't already know. In a statement Thursday, Las Vegas police defended their inconclusive findings and dismissed the importance of the documents released this week in response to an open records request from the Wall Street Journal. They said, "We were unable to determine a motive for the shooter. Speculating on a motive causes more harm to the hundreds of people who were victims that night." Well, it's not very investigative, you know, because he was mad. I don't think anybody does these kind of things because they're happy. Kelly McMahill, a former Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department official who headed the agency's criminal investigation into the shooting, said there was no strong indication that Paddock's actions were driven by resentment toward the casino industry. And we get this from the AP. The gunman who killed 60 in the 2016 Las Vegas shooting had lost tens of thousands while gambling weeks before the mass shooting and was upset about how they were treating him in the casinos, according to FBI documents made public this week. So, and that's what we have. Everybody's just repeating it. So, are we ever going to know what caused this? Maybe not. And this development drops when the nation is reeling over the mass shooting at Covenant School, a private Christian academy in Nashville, Tennessee, where a MUS killer, you know, made-up sexual status killer, Audrey Hale, murdered six people, including three children. Hale left a manifesto behind. We don't know what's in that either. So, all of that is sort of anticlimactic to me. I mean, he really planned that shooting. He had cameras on the outside in the hallway. And when the deputies or when the, what was Las Vegas Police Department made their way up there, they were, he was shooting at them through the wall, through the walls and through the doors. So he knew where they were. He had taken the pain to make sure that he had the surveillance in place. And of all things, I kind of think this is not the reason this happened, to be honest with you. I think they're clutching at straws. I don't know why they would sit back there and actually even release this, to be honest with you. I just don't get it. I don't get it. Why? It would be far better to say, we just don't know. We're never going to know because it died with him. You know, at least with the MUS there, she left a manifesto. We can try to figure out what that's about. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA News Update. President Biden is taking steps to curb pollution affecting low-income and minority communities.
We have to commit ourselves to action. Will we step up to our ambitions? Will we stand together to meet the great challenges we have? Will we preserve our planet for future generations.
The president signed an executive order today directing federal agencies to focus more on environmental justice initiatives. That order will also create a new Office of Environmental Justice. The Supreme Court is expected to rule today on access to mifepristone, a commonly used abortion pill since 2000. The decision is set to come after the court extended a temporary stay on a Texas federal judge's ruling to halt production and distribution of the drug. A new CBS YouGov poll shows a majority of Americans think climate change needs immediate attention. Dave Collins, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. While they were trying to find their way out of the house on this one, because this whole thing is not fitting in with the narrative. You know, they're out there calling the Kel-Tec Sub 2000 a AR-15 assault type rifle when it's actually just a 9mm pistol or a pistol caliber carbine at best. And so there's a lot of things that are inconvenient truths that fall in place, but one of them is really hard for them to be able to put out there because they're not going to use the terminology I use because, one, I haven't shared it with them, and, two, they would never do it. But, like, NBC News decided to leave out the fact that the recent shooter in the attack identified as transgender, which, you know, that's a darling status to be in. And the mainstream media outlets are unsure how to handle the inconvenient fact that the darling status is actually quite messed up. A recent example of the media attempting to hide this important fact as it speaks to the motivation for the shooting was when NBC News reported on the funeral of one of the victims, 9-year-old Evelyn Dykhaus, by describing the attack as a rampage. And she was such a pretty little girl. 9 years old. I've got a granddaughter her age. It does not once mention the shooter identifying as transgender, instead describing the victims dying in a shooting committed by a former Covenant student. And it killed this shooting killed three students and three adults. In addition to Evelyn, they identified the victims as Haley Scruggs and William McKinney, both age 9. Schoolhead Catherine Kuntz, 60-year-old substitute teacher Cynthia Peake, and school custodian Mike Hill. The horrific act of violence was committed by a former Covenant student who police officers gunned down in a show of really good technique. And they did this because the suspect had a chance to lay her weapons down, and she chose to shoot instead. And if you're going to play a stupid game like that when you're going to be facing an overwhelming force, well, you're going to win a stupid prize. And she did. We don't know the motive yet, although we have seen some texts, right, and some posts, but we haven't seen the manifesto. And police have made it clear that she targeted the Covenant School after deciding not to attack another location because there was security there. New York Post reported that CBS News is preventing its staff from using the word transgender when reporting on the horrific shooting, which you shouldn't be using the word transgender because it isn't a real word. You cannot change your gender. Gender is not a construct. You're not assigned a gender when you're born. You are a boy or a girl. Network executives put out a memo. Shooter's gender identity has not been confirmed by CBS News. As such, we should avoid any mention of it, as it is no known relevance to the crime. Should that change, we can and we will revisit. It is altogether relevant to the crime, because if she was mentally ill, that would have led itself to it, which if she was a transgender, that means she was actually suffering from body dysphoria, which means she was mentally ill. So, see the word association there? Now, in an interesting twist, there's this unverified claim from a 911 caller frantically trying to report an active shooting incident in Nashville, this one that we're talking about. But according to one of the 911 calls that was made from the Covenant School on Monday morning, some staff members in the private school may have been armed when the shooting began. And as the New York Post reports, one teacher who called 911 as the shooting unfolded told dispatchers, "We do have a school person or two, I'm not sure, who would be packing, whose job it is for security. We don't have security guards, but we have a staff." And this 911 call, one of about two dozen made during the terrifying 14-minute bloodbath, was the first suggestion that staff at the Christian school may have been armed. Now, for some, they would say this challenges the pro-gun activists who claim allowing teachers to carry is an easy recipe to end this kind of violence. And not really, because we don't know whether or not there was actually an armed staff member who was present, much less if or how they responded to the active shooter. If it was a teacher, for instance, they may have made the choice to shelter in place with their class ready to defend the kids if the classroom door was breached. They are not soldiers. Clearly, there were some security measures that prevented the killer from targeting more victims because there was 14 minutes of free time for her to move around and kill whoever she could find. And she only found six, which, that's six too many, without a doubt. But, I mean, normally, you're talking with, when they're uninterrupted, you're talking 1 to 5 deaths per minute. So that was way below the number. So obviously, they got everybody out of harm's way. The statement made in the 911 call doesn't really change anything, and until the Nashville police or the school officials detail the security procedures in place that day, including any armed staffers and how they responded, it is too early to do anything but hazard semi-informed guesses. And armed or not, we do know that some of the adults who died at the hands of the cowardly killer ran towards the danger. This is why I say, I mean, arming teachers is, when you got that kind of person trying to defend kids, there's a lot of things they do right now that I do not agree with, but they would be very willing to defend, I think. Now, they are not commenting on who might have been armed for security. A spokesperson for Metro Nashville Police said she was unable to confirm if any staff had been armed at the time. Citing the ongoing investigation, they also could not tell the Post if any of the three staff who were killed had attempted to shoot the heavily armed 28-year-old, which, you know, she had three guns on her. I mean, she only had her hands on one at a time. That's the thing about guns. They take hands to run. So if she had a bunch of guns, that, you know, getting out there heavily armed, that's just word vomit. That's just word salad to get out there and scare everybody. Now, the principal, Catherine Kuntz, 60 years old, she was gunned down while rushing to confront the killer. Nashville County Councilman Russ Pulley, an ex-FBI agent, told Fox News she did what principals and headmasters do. She protected her children. And they also believe school custodian Mike Hill, a 61-year-old dad of eight, likely sacrificed himself to try to protect the students. And a GoFundMe said Mike deserves to be remembered for his selfless act protecting our children. They raised $575,000 for him, more than 23 times their $25,000 target. Now, while the New York Post is, well, you know, they're the New York Post, they're against the idea of armed school staff, you know, truth be told, no shootings like this have happened anywhere where they have armed staff. That is a fact. There's another dynamic we're going to discuss next when we come back, but I mean, it is a simple reality that it, you know, everybody should just simply accept. Sometimes circumstances put you in a position where you have to make a decision that you may have to answer for later, but you'll be around to answer for it. This is Lock and Load.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show, let's just say it the correct way, is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. If I wasn't afraid of how it would sound over the air, I would use my nasal spray because all of a sudden I'm congested. I have a Bradford pear tree outside. Anybody that knows how to detonate one of those things and not mess up the front of my house, I am taking resumes right now. I take no pleasure in being correct. I've said many times, until we harden the target, these kinds of things are going to happen. And it has happened again. And, you know, passive defense doesn't, it works to a degree, right? But we saw the video of Audra Hale. Audra Hale rolls up, pulls out her weapon, and shoots through the glass. Easy peasy. That none of them have the kind of glass installed that you would find, say, in a Humvee that was out there in the sandbox for so long that would actually take a blast and protect the people on the inside because it's so expensive and it's so heavy, right? She shot through the glass doors, walked in, and it took her own sweet time looking for the innocents to kill. There is, while we're looking for a motive, there is no excuse for this behavior. I don't care what it was. Regardless of what she may have been going through, even though the cesspool that is social media has revealed enough idiots who are justifying or rationalizing the attack, there is no justification. There is no rationalization. The rampage ended as expected when good guys with guns came in and shot her. From start to finish, she had 14 minutes. And that was enough time to end 6 innocent lives. Press reports say that the principal charged the shooter unarmed in a futile attempt to stop her. That is not a futile attempt. In these cases, when people fight back, even if they're unarmed, 62% of the time, I think they are successful. We saw it with that shooter from Monterey Bay. I can't remember the second place he went, but he went in there and an unarmed guy just disarmed him, you know? Miss Kuntz, the principal, she had tremendous courage and presence of mind, far more than Officer Scott Peterson at Parkland or the police who made poor decisions and stood down in Uvalde. Football coach Aaron Feiss at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School used his body to shield his students during the 2018 Parkland attack. That's courage. That's commitment. But courage is not enough to stop evil. You're going to have a means to do it. And when an evildoer brings a gun, more often than not, it's going to take a gun to stop that person. In Nashville, the cops had the courage and brought guns with them, and they stopped the shooter within seconds of making contact. At the Greenwood Mall in Indiana, or White Settlement, or Sutherland Springs in Texas, it was ordinary people with courage and guns who stopped attackers. The principal or the other slain adult victims would have had a chance if they had been armed. And the sad tidbit about the Parkland attack was that football coach Aaron Feiss himself had a carry permit, but was not allowed to carry his weapon on school property, so he was disarmed by the law. Or by the rule. Or whatever. Now, that has been rectified by changes to Florida law, but school districts can still refuse to allow armed teachers and staff. Nationally, the story is different. There are lots of states in which teachers and staff are disarmed by the force of law, and that doesn't mean that teachers are not carrying illegally. Because the police response at Parkland and Uvalde has already incentivized teachers to break the law. There are over 3 million teachers working in over 90,000 government schools around the country. Let's say that only 0.25% of those teachers, or one out of every 400 teachers, are carrying illegally. We're talking about 7,500 teachers who are illegally carrying around the country. If you have to do it for the sake of math, you can adjust the input variables and come up with your own back-of-the-envelope guesses on how many teachers are breaking the law in defense of their own life. That of their own students. At 0.1%, you get 3,000 teachers. At 0.1%, you get 30,000 teachers. And you know what? These teachers are not bad people. They're people like me. They're people like you. They're peaceable individuals who have been watching the news, seeing the evil in the world and the inability of law enforcement to stop it. Their behavior isn't a function of malevolence. It's one grounded in love and valuing life, and they're taking serious professional and personal risk to do it. But I will say this, concealed means concealed. It's high time that the legislatures at the local, state, and federal level play catch-up and legalize, not decriminalize, but fully legalize, arming school teachers and staff. And, of course, no one should be forced to be armed against their will. Not at all. That's just as evil as forcing someone to be unarmed when they're able and willing. People that join the army are not actually forced to be armed if they want to object to killing people. It doesn't happen often, but it does happen. And there are ways to do it right. Faster program in Colorado and Ohio offers a great example. Congressman Thomas Massie is sponsoring a bill to repeal the Gun-Free School Zones Act of 1990, and he's taking heat for it. But his courage is admirable in the fact, or in the face of the lunacy of repeating the same mistakes over and over again in a country that has between 450 and 500 million guns in it. Private schools have different rules in different states, but they should make note and start working on arming their teachers and staff if they're willing and able to do so and get the training involved. What happened in Nashville and Parkland, and Uvalde, Newtown, Virginia Tech. That can't be undone. It cannot be undone. The only thing that can be done is we have to take steps to make sure that it is not repeated. And since Columbine, it has been repeated far too many times. So, given what we know, given the way these cowards operate, Audrey Hale, typical coward. She did not want to go where she was going to face a gun. So she went where she was sort of sure that she wasn't going to face a gun, and that story I told you notwithstanding about somebody saying, I think we got armed people here. So, I don't know. But what we're doing the same thing over and over again, getting the same result we're getting, is insanity. And it's costing lives. I cannot fathom. I have a 9-year-old granddaughter, a 7-year-old, and a 4-year-old grandson. And, you know, I look at them, and the idea of losing them is the stuff of lunacy. How do you find closure if that happens to you? How do you manage to get past it? That's where the question is. I don't know the answer to it, nor do I care. I don't care what the answer is. All I know is this. I carry a weapon everywhere I go, as often as I can. If my back is bad, I carry off body. If my back is good, I carry on me. Even if I carry a man purse, which I bought a really nice one today, even if I'm carrying that, my gun is on me. It is not in my bag that I'm carrying off body most of the time. And that's because my bag can be separated from me. I need my weapon all the time. I can do without my phone, my keys, my wallet, all that other stuff in a pinch, but I need my gun. So I have taken these steps. I sincerely hope I never have to use one. I sincerely hope I never have to pull up and put sights on a human. That does not mean that if I was in a situation and I was looking at somebody so evil that they were about to end the lives of a bunch of people, that their only crime was being in his field of vision, I will put aside my druthers, because I can't stomach the thought of people being killed just because they're there. Hour number 3 is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.